Fight Back with Ali C.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the world of nutritional supplementation. My name is Ben Fuchs. I'm your host and nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional and natural roads to vitality and your well-being into addressing any health challenge you may be facing, but you don't know where to begin, you've come to the right place. We're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up this sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from high blood pressure and diabetes and obesity and skin diseases that by the standards of medical treatment can only be called miraculous, but what is in the world of the body and biology simply standard operating procedure, because friends, the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while it may seem miraculous to some, this renewing system is really nothing more than the way the body works. If you've got questions about health challenges, if you want to get off your prescription drugs, which we encourage you to do, if you want to get on a good nutritional supplement program, which we also encourage you to do, and you've got questions, our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933, if you want to get on board today. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend, you can call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or you can get to my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, and somebody will get back to you with information about the Youngevity products and also about the Youngevity business if you're interested in making a little bit of money. And who's not interested in making a little bit of money these days? I'm joined on the Bright Side today, as I am every day, by my colleague and co-host and good friend, Doug Winfrey. Hello there, Douglas.
Good morning. Great to be on with you.
Good morning, sir. I do not see any stories. Did you send me any stories
yes,
today?
Yes, I sent you some yesterday and some this morning.
I'm going to have to check my Gmail here during the break. In the meantime, I want to tell the folks at the Bright Side, your nutritional supplement program is here every day, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time on the Genesis Communication Network, as well as on affiliates around the country. The Bright Side is a completely new and different way of looking at health. I got an email yesterday from Mike who said that he's doing allergy testing. Actually, he said his wife is doing some allergy testing. And my first thought was, Mike and Mike's wife, don't waste your money. Now, please, don't take this the wrong way. It's not like I have a vested interest in whether people do allergy testing or not. What I'm saying is you simply don't need it. Allergy testing is some doctor taking a suspected allergen, mixing it up with your blood, and then seeing what happens. Sometimes they'll test your skin and see how it responds to some kind of suspected allergen. And this represents, whether it's skin or blood, nothing more than giving up our power to figure out how our bodies are reacting, giving up our power to work with our bodies to an outside source, in this case, a physician. Here's how to do an allergy test without doctors. Here's how to do an allergy test without costing you anything, without doctors, without insurance companies, without some allergy testing company, without blood, without skin. Here's how you do an allergy test. All right, you ready? You eat something and see how you feel. If you're allergic, you're going to know it. Why is it necessary for us to go to some outside authority to tell us that we're allergic to something? It's our bodies, and we will know. Think about it. Allergy testing is taking something out of your body, your blood in this case, or maybe your skin, to see what's happening in your body. Oh, yeah, and then selling you the results. Food allergy testing, like many doctor's office visits and medical procedures, represent nothing more than an example of our own ignorance about our bodies, an ignorance that is cultivated and encouraged by a medical model that puts doctors and medical professionals in positions of knowledge and authority and expertise over our bodies. What I'm proposing here is a radical new idea that's really nothing more than basic common sense. If you eat something and you don't feel good, don't eat it again. Does it really matter whether some laboratory says you're allergic or not? Are we really that disconnected from our own bodies? Are we really that entranced by doctors and drugs and surgeries and the rest of the medical model? Is the medical model this incredible success that we should all bow down to and worship? Come on, people. We got to wake up here. The human body is a healing system. If we are not getting better and we are serious about wanting to get better, then we're doing something wrong. Or we're not doing something we should be doing. It is as simple as that. And these are the two new pillars of health that are represented here on the bright side. Number one, that biochemical breakdown, all biochemical breakdown, is correctable. And number two, it's not that complicated. I was talking to a listener last week, and he said he went to the doctor about a rash. He had some kind of strange rash. The doctor told him that rashes just happen. And this guy had been listening to the program. He'd been listening to the Bright Side, and he knew the scoop. He said to the doctor, nothing just happens. And he's 100% correct. Nothing just happens. The medical model looks at the body as being inherently flawed and says things just happen. They call hypertension essential hypertension. The word essential means it has no known cause. It just happens. Well, as my listener Constantine said, nothing just happens. The thing about the medical model, and please understand here, folks, I'm not throwing out the baby with the bathwater here. If you break a bone or you need stitching up in some way, doctors are great. It's their intrusion. It's the medical intrusion with our complicity in day-to-day health that is the problem. You see, the job of day-to-day health and wellness of the human body is really a matter of the divine intelligence that is built into the body. However, we have to take a certain responsibility, a certain guardianship relationship with the body. You can almost think of the human body as an entity that's somehow apart from us that we've been entrusted to take care of. If we take the position that the human body is somehow an independent animal or an independent life form that we have been entrusted to care for, it seems to me we might treat our bodies a little more carefully. I think there's sort of an unspoken, implicit idea that our bodies are some kind of possession, they're ours to do as we see fit with, and unfortunately, this is not working out so well for us. Now, for those of you listening, let me just ask you point blank, folks, are you as healthy as you want to be? Do you see that there is something missing in terms of your health? If you're like most people, you're going to have to admit that there is room for improvement. The bottom line is our medical model for health simply does not work. Coming at it from the world of pharmacy, and I've been a pharmacist for 25 plus years, this situation is absolutely absurd. Every year, there are 20 plus new drugs approved by the FDA. Are we any healthier for this? We have a healthcare system that sucks trillions of dollars out of our economy, and we are just as sick as ever. In many ways, we're sicker than ever before. So what is going on here? What's stopping us? Because it's not hard, and it's not expensive to do it right. I think it has to do more with a sense of just giving up, a sense that it's so out of control that there's nothing we could do to stop it. Well, on the bright side, we are here to clear up the confusion and give you the straight scoop. One of the most important ideas you're going to hear on the bright side is the utter simplicity of the good health process. If you're willing to change your life habits, and for many of us that means to stop doing things that we've been doing for decades sometimes, if you're willing to do this, if you're willing to make changes, the body can turn on a dime. But we have to turn on a dime too. What's the upside? What's the prize? What's the trophy, the reward for making the change? Weight loss, blood pressure dropping, digestive pain gone, no more heartburn, blood pressure returns to normal, headaches, fibromyalgia, tinnitus, headaches gone, and lots more. More energy, more passion for being alive, more quality time to spend with your kids, with your grandkids, with your friends. If you're not up for it, fine. But please, don't let some well-meaning but ignorant representative of the medical model that's gotten us to this point extract your money or your hopes, because medicine does not correct disease, period. You don't know how, I don't know how much clearer I can say this. You are not going to get better from the medical model, period. Medicine treats and practices, but it does not correct metabolic and biochemical breakdowns. It never has, and it never will. Medicine's job should be to treat trauma and emergencies. The rest is up to us, and we are here to help you on the bright side. Our number is 866. 866. 582-9933, 866-582-9933. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We'll be back with more good health information. Don't go away.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're looking, in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And welcome back, friends, to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, along with Doug Winfrey, and we are here 5 days a week, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima and Rachel at 866-735-2470. And if you want to join in my mission to help educate the world about nutritional supplementation and make a little bit of money, you can ask them about the Youngevity business as well, 866-735-2470. 2470, or you can get to my website, brightsideben.com. brightsideben.com. There's some good articles on there. There's a couple of good videos on there, and there's a link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. If you click on the link, somebody will get back to you with information about the longevity products and the longevity business as well. All right, I want to get to a couple of these stories that you sent me, Douglas. One that looks extremely interesting is the one on allergy myths. I know you used to have allergies, didn't you?
Yeah, I still do a little bit, but the fact that I've gone on the celiac diet and I'm eliminating a lot of the food allergies, the other stuff isn't nearly as bad.
Well, now hang on, because that's a really important point. So you stop the food allergens, or you reduce your intake of food allergens, and you notice that your other allergy symptoms improve too, right?
Yeah, because before I did that, the last, say, couple of years, you know, the time of year when you got a lot of tree pollen floating around in the air, I was starting to even get, at times, on really bad days, where I'd get that thing where you'd feel like your throat was closing off, you couldn't hardly swallow, or I guess it's almost like asthma.
But it was worse every year,
but I've noticed that since I cut out a lot of the food allergies, that now I seemingly don't have as, as bad a problem.
So do you think, when I tell people about, people come to me, oh, I have allergies this time of year, and they want to know about hay fever and antihistamines and prescription anti-allergy drugs, and the first thing I always think about is the digestive system. Do you think that's a hard sell for people? Is that hard for people to understand that what you eat has an effect on your respiratory symptomology in terms of how you're being affected by pollen?
Yeah, I truly do believe that. In fact, I had a conversation with a friend of mine just probably about a month ago, and she was telling me that she experienced a lot of acid reflux. And I said, well, obviously you're eating some foods that don't agree with you. And she goes, well, even sometimes it happens when I just drink water. And I go, well, you probably have an issue with, the sphincter at the top of your esophagus. And because you've had all these issues for so many years, it's gotten loose and you're getting a lot of acid backed up. And she goes, oh, yeah, I live on Tums. And I'm like, well, there you go. But unwilling to change any of the problems. And I tried to, convince her that possibly one place to start would be eliminating some problematic foods. But she loved those foods so much, she's willing to eat the Tums, deal with the acid reflux and GERD. And as you were mentioning about the linked with food allergies, myth number eight is an allergy to one thing means you'll react to only that. According to experts, they say that having some allergies might actually make a person more prone to being allergic to other things. They say one-third of people with pollen allergies also have allergies to certain foods. So there you go. You've been substantiated by the experts, whoever.
Exactly. Well, once the immune system, it's all the immune system, and whether your immune system is reacting to pollen or whether your immune system is reacting to a certain foods, it's still a hyper reaction of the immune system. So if you're suffering from some kind of respiratory allergies, even though myth number one says you're supposed to stay on your drugs even when you don't have allergies, that's not what I'm thinking of on the bright side. What I'm thinking of, if you suffer from hay fever or seasonal allergies or some kind of respiratory allergy to pollen or whatever's out there in terms of the air, think about your digestive system. In fact, no matter what it is you're suffering from, no matter what your health challenge is, think about your digestive system. If you want, and I know it's kind of complicated, and I know there's a lot of things going on. If you start to look at your symptomology and you try to treat each symptom individually, it can be flat out overwhelming. If you want a simple way to just start the ball rolling in terms of taking care of your health, the first thing you want to do is understand that the digestive system is linked to everything. That means eat less calories. That means supplement more. And that means stay away from foods that have complicated processing involved with them. That means basically stay away from supermarket foods. And you don't have to suffer to do it, friends. There's nothing tastier. And I'm not a kind of food Nazi type of guy, but there's nothing tastier than a salad with great spices and great oils. And that's really a basic understanding of how to treat the body here on the bright side, is that we want to be able to outsmart our drives. We have these basic drives for fat, these basic drives for sugar, these basic drives for protein, but what we want to do is we want to outsmart these basic drives using our higher brain centers and give ourselves what we're looking for, but in a productive and healthy fashion. So if you're craving French fries, try essential fatty acids. If you're craving sugar, try more protein. In fact, staying healthy using the bright side techniques is not that complicated. In fact, you can break it down to a few simple steps. Number one, eat less calories. eat more nutritional supplements. Use nutritional supplementation to enhance the value of foods. That's first thing. Eat less calories, use nutritional supplements. Secondly, and this is also a very simple thing you can do, drink more good water. In fact, try this tomorrow morning. Get yourself half a gallon of water and keep it by your bedside on your nightstand, and keep it in maybe in a liter bottle or a 2 liter bottle. And then as soon as you wake up in the morning, drink 2 liters of water. Just guzzle it down. You will notice that you will have more energy. You may have even so much energy that you don't even want your coffee, simply by drinking more water. It's as simple as that. Eat less calories, drink more water. Here's something else you could do. Breathe deeply. Practice deep breathing. We talk about this all the time on the program. When the body doesn't get oxygen, it perceives an emergency. The body's emergency systems kick in. The adrenal glands kick into activity. Cortisol starts to be secreted. Your immune system drops. You start to get hungry, because when cortisol levels go up, you burn through sugar rapidly. Something as simple as oxygenation and breathing can shut that whole system, can prevent that whole system from kicking in. And we know that cancer loves low oxygen. In fact, we've talked many times on this program how you can make a cell turn cancerous simply by robbing it of oxygen. So breathing deeply is another strategy. Exhale with a strong exhalation, and you can detox, and you can remove lactic acid, as well as improve lymphatic movement, because the inhalation and the exhalation cause muscles to move, which means the lymph system is also going to move. Try vegetable juicing. That's another strategy that you can use, and stay away, or at least minimize, the carrot and minimize the beet. I heard a guy on television today talking about how important vegetable juicing was, and the first thing he said to do was to take a bunch of carrots and to juice the carrots. Well, I'm telling you to stay away from the carrots when you're doing carrot juices. What you want to look for is bitter juices like arugula or romaine lettuce or even broccoli or Brussels sprouts. Juice your bitters and then use your apple and your carrot as a tiny little bit of sweetener to flavor the juice. So juicing, drinking more water, breathing, nutritional supplementation, eating less calories, eating less complicated food, relaxing, getting sleep. These are all wonderful strategies that we can employ to stay healthy and stay away from the medical model and stay away from doctors and stay away from drugs. It's not that complicated, friends, because the human body is designed to heal. The normal state of the human body is to be healthy. The normal state of the human body is to have robust, vigorous defenses against bacteria, against viruses, against diseases, against cancer, and that's the way we are designed to be. If you've got questions about health, nutrition, or health challenges, or if you want to get off your prescription drugs, we're here on the Bright Side to help you out at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. You can always send me an email, ben@ksco.com, ben@ksco.com. You're listening to The Bright Side, and we'll be back right after this.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a 1 month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a 2 month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now. and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. I am your nutritional pharmacist, Ben Fuchs. Thanks for joining us, folks. If you've got questions for us today, our number is 866-582-9933, or you can send me an email, ben@ksco.com. I got one that I wanted to read about vitamin A. I thought this was interesting. Wanted to check with you, Ben, and see what your daily recommended dose of vitamin A is. I saw somewhere where you said 20,000 IU. Everything I've read says 10,000 IU a day. And the reason I think this is an important email and why I wanted to read it to you folks is because it's true. I do recommend way more, for most nutrients, I do recommend way more than the recommended daily allowance, even more than a lot of alternative healthcare practitioners suggest. That's because I've seen some dramatic results. In the case of vitamin A, I've seen dramatic results with skin issues, and some of you know that I'm in the skincare business. That's where I derive a large proportion of my income and spend a large large amount of my time is studying skin and using nutritional supplements to take care of the skin. And vitamin A is extremely important for skin health, but you need to have a lot of it. There's a condition called keratosis pyloris, which is when you have these little bumps on your arms. Vitamin A deficiency can cause these bumps. And I've noticed that when you take 10,000 international units a day of vitamin A, you don't get much improvement in these bumps, but you do when you take 20,000 international units a day of the stuff. Considering vitamin A is non-toxic, that's why I recommend that you take 20,000 international units a day. You don't want to take 100,000 or 150,000, even though it's been done, and you probably could get away with taking that much. One of the things about vitamin A is you want to make sure that you're taking vitamin A with the other fatty vitamins, like vitamin D especially, and also vitamin K. Vitamin A is important for the eyes. Vitamin A acts like a transcription or nuclear genetic device. Nuclear genetic, meaning it works in the nucleus, in the genetic level, at the genetic level of a cell to stimulate protein production. At the genetic level, it's actually carried in to the nucleus of a cell where it turns on the production of proteins. It's involved in stimulating the immune system. The World Health Organization uses vitamin A as an immune stimulant for third world countries. It's involved in the growth and the development of fetuses. It's involved in helping produce red blood cells. One of the most interesting things to me about vitamin A is if you are deficient in zinc, chances are you're going to have a problem utilizing vitamin A, and zinc deficiency is very, very common. Vitamin A deficiency can also exacerbate certain types of iron deficiencies as well. So taking vitamin A has interactions or can help improve interactions with other nutrients like zinc and iron. So see if you can get 20,000 international units a day. That's how much I recommend of vitamin A. The thing about vitamin A and the fatty vitamins in general, which are vitamins D, E, A, and K, they're stored so you can miss a day here and there, unlike the water-soluble vitamins, which you want to be drinking copious, generous amounts of throughout the day because they are not stored, they are excreted. So,
hey, Ben, would you recommend that much vitamin A to a pregnant woman? Because I know there's concerns over too much vitamin A
when
you're pregnant.
Heck yeah.
Really?
Heck yeah.
So is that sort of a misnomer, this whole vitamin A scare thing?
No. Vitamin A is involved in how cells grow and how cells divide. So that's why it exerts its wonderful effects on the skin, because the skin is dividing so rapidly. Skin cells are dividing so rapidly. So vitamin A is used by cells that divide rapidly. Well, obviously, a fetus, when it's developing in the womb, the cells of the fetus are dividing rapidly. So vitamin A has a tremendous role to play in fetal development. However, and by fetal development, I mean the growth of your arms, the growth of the baby's arms, the growth of the baby's fingers and toes and feet, the formation of the heart, the eyes, the ears, all the parts of the body, of the fetal body that are developing inside the womb are vitamin A dependent. Please, physicians, do you not understand this? When you tell your pregnant woman, pregnant patient not to take vitamin A, do you not understand, doctors, that vitamin A is important for fetal development? Now, you don't want to take high doses of vitamin A by itself. This is where the problems come from, because vitamin A is part of that fatty vitamin team. As I was saying, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K, vitamin A, they work together. And so the problems come from, and by the way, there have only been problems done in some animal tests where they gave mega doses of vitamin A. They did find that there were birth defects from giving these test animals super high doses of vitamin A. That's where the problem comes from. However, vitamin means you must have it. And just like you must have it, your fetus must have it as well. What is hard to understand about that? A vitamin is something you must have. Pregnant moms, if your doctor has dared to tell you not to take vitamin A when you're pregnant, he or she flat out does not understand what a vitamin is. And I'm sorry to get a little upset about that, but that is something that really ticks me off when doctors say that. Sometimes they'll tell you not to even use vitamin A cream if you're pregnant. And by the way, using vitamin A cream on your belly is a great way to prevent stretch marks, too. So tell that to your dermatologist as well. And if your doctor tells you that high doses of vitamin A are associated with birth defects, this is what you say. Say, doctor, will you show me the study that pointed where you discovered that? Will you show me where that is in the literature, that high doses of vitamin A or that regular doses of vitamin A can cause birth defects? Because it isn't in the literature, and I've searched it extensively to find it. There is some literature, however, that will talk about taking high doses by itself, taking high doses of vitamin A by itself can be a problem, and I do recognize that. So you want to take vitamin A when you're pregnant. You want to take vitamin A when you're not pregnant. You want to take vitamin A if you have skin issues, especially acne, by the way. And using topical vitamin A cream like retinoic acid or Retin-A cream is a great way to protect yourself from accelerated aging and wrinkling as well. All right, our number is 866-582-9933. Dave in Texas, what's going on?
And I had a question about gallbladders, sludgy gallbladders.
Okay.
It's something that occurs as you get older or, I don't know, when it starts occurring. But I have it about once a month, it seems. And I'm wondering what might be used naturally or what
sure.
might I be doing wrong?
Sure. Well, I'm glad you – did you know about that from listening to the program, or did you just know about sludgy gallbladder? Because that's a – or sludgy bile is actually what the problem is. Bile is, as we've said many times in the program, bile is kind of like a detergent that scrubs your liver and scrubs your intestines and kind of gets toxins out and dumps helps you dump toxins in the bowel. It also is involved in helping you absorb fatty nutrients. So keeping your bile liquefied and keeping it – non-sludgy and flowing is very important. There's several things you could do. Number one, probably the most important thing you could do is eliminate the foods that are causing the sludginess, and those are typically going to be foods that you're allergic to. If you notice any food allergies, try to stay away from the allergens. That's the first thing you want to do. Secondly, you can take in bile salts. And bile salts are found in digestive enzymes. The Longevity Ultimate Enzymes are a great source of bile salts. And along with bile salts, you want to make sure that you're getting lecithin as a supplement. And that's spelled L-E-C-E-T-H-I-N, lecithin. It's a wonderful way to help liquefy bile. I was talking to a friend of mine who's also a listener over the weekend, and he said that he had, or he told me a couple weeks ago that he had some pains. Digestive pains when he ate fatty foods. I told him to take lecithin. He told me, he called me up last Friday, and he said, you know what, that lecithin works like a charm, and I'm not surprised. So if you are experiencing any pains after fatty foods and you're concerned about your gallbladder or bile, taking lecithin can go a long way towards helping you. Then there's the amino acid, two amino acids actually. One is called taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E, and the second one is called glycine, G-L-Y-C-I-N-E, and they're important for helping you make bile. I would also be taking lots of B vitamins, especially choline, C-H-O-L-I-N-E, and inositol. Both of those are important for helping the bile system work, and that's a lot of great information for you there. I hope that helps, and thanks for calling Dave from Texas. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you after break. Our number is 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Dan along with Doug Winfrey. We'll be back on the bright side right after this. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Summer's getting into full swing, and so is the Happy Summer Sale here at OfTheField.com. If food became too expensive, scarce, or questionable to fill your needs, would you know what to do? Do you want an all-natural backup plan? Nature provides, but you have to know how to use it. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. It's been extended until Monday, June 13th, so head on over to ofthefield.com. If you really don't have access to the internet, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. We've been holding our prices for the last 3 years, and something's got to give. Catalog customers can take advantage by writing Free Food Now on top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off on your merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food know-how at ofthefield.com.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, folks, we're back on the bright side. Thanks for joining us today. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you want to get off your prescription drugs or if you have health challenges that you'd like us to address, we welcome your phone calls, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the Youngevity products, get to my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page and somebody will get back to you. Or, of course, you can always call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima and Rachel at 866-735-2470. Let's see what Melissa in Texas has to say. Melissa, what's going on?
Hi, good morning, Ben. Yeah, morning. I had my stepdaughter. Mm-hmm. They wanted to have surgery. Okay. I would say that's a last resort. She's thin to begin with. So on her foot, on the heel of her foot, it hurts her extremely, extremely a lot. Because okay. They're saying that the bone is rubbing against the skin, which doesn't make sense to me. Huh. They want to shave off the bone of the heel.
They call it a bone spur?
Okay, that may be it.
Okay, if it sounds like a bone, the way you're describing it sounds like a bone spur. The first thing I think about with bone spurs is inflammation. How old is your niece?
My stepdaughter. She's,
or your stepdaughter.
She's 10 years old. 10 years old.
She's 10 years old? Now, does she have any food allergies? Okay, that's what I'm going to look at here. I'd be looking at inflammation secondary to food allergies. The thing about bone spurs that people don't recognize is it's actually can be considered a type of arthritis, which, of course, we all know is an inflammatory condition. And anti-inflammatory nutrients sometimes help. So a couple things that you might want to consider. The B-complex, especially vitamin B6, has been shown in several studies, actually, to be an important nutritional supplement that you can take for preventing bone spurs and actually for treating bone spurs as well. And then digestive supplements as well can be helpful. Something called betaine, B-E-T-A-I-N-E, which you'll find in the Ultimate Enzymes. Digestive enzymes in general can be helpful for bone spurs. Vitamin C sometimes is helpful for bone spurs. And then things that balance out calcium can be helpful also. Magnesium is something that you might want to try. But please understand the link between inflammation, which is one of the reasons people get bone spurs, and the digestive system. If she has a history of food allergies, it is absolutely critical that you address these at the age of 10 before she starts to break down any further. Typically, kids will be allergic to milk, and if she's allergic to milk, she's probably got cross allergies to grain. That's another important point. We're talking about how you get cross allergies. Well, there's a big-time cross-reactivity between grain allergy and milk and dairy allergy. So I'd be avoiding those foods. See if you could find out what foods she's having trouble with and avoid those. If she's one of those people, one of those kids that can't get off of the milk, treat that as the need for essential fatty acids. Upping her essential fatty acids will do a couple of things. Number one, essential fatty acids, especially the omega-3 essential fatty acids, are anti-inflammatory. So those can help with the bone spurs, plus that'll help wean her off the milk. Does she have any joint problems, by the way? Does she notice?
Okay, none that I've noticed.
That's good. That's very good, because that's something that the body, the disease state can progress into problems with arthritis and joint problems. So it's good that she's not there yet. But 10 years old is a little bit too early to have bone spurs, and that's telling me that she's been bombarding her body with immune antagonists for a long time. So staying away from anything that triggers the digestive symptomology, that's very important. Digestive enzymes, betaine hydrochloride, essential fatty acids. You may want to up her protein also. That's a great way to get wean kids off of grains and off of milk too. And then the B complex in general, but especially vitamin B6, which, as I say, there's some great literature that talks about using it for bone spurs. B6 is involved in the production of stomach acid, actually, and B6 deficiencies can cause deficiencies in stomach acid. If she's not supplementing and she's like most kids, chances are she is nutritionally deficient. Get her on that Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Have her taking it throughout the day. She won't even know it's a supplement. It tastes great, and it's a great way for her to make sure that she's getting some of these basic nutrients, okay?
Okay, great.
Thanks so much for calling. Thank you. Thanks for calling from Texas, Melissa. And let's see what Carolyn in Tennessee has to say. Hello there, Carolyn.
Hi, Dr. Ben.
Pharmacist,
I'm interested in any pointers you can give to help combat early onset Alzheimer's. And do you think the situation with the substances that are being dispersed in the chemtrails are a possible reason for such a rise in this affliction?
Absolutely. I would say, I don't know if it's specifically related to Alzheimer's, but I would say that chemtrails are not doing us any good in terms of our health. You know, there's so many things in our environment that we don't have control over, such as chemtrails, such as pollutants in the water, such as all kinds of crap that we're breathing in the air. We don't have any control over that, but what we do have control is what we do to our bodies. You see, we are designed to be able to withstand a certain amount of environmental abuse. We have a detoxifying system in the liver, which we've talked about for the past couple of weeks, the glutathione system. So upping your glutathione levels is one simple thing that you could do, taking in more protein, taking in glutamine as a supplement, glycine as a supplement. N-acetylcysteine is a wonderful nutritional supplement. These are all ways that you can, eating whey protein and soy protein, which will help you build your glutathione levels. These are just simple things that you could do to improve your body's ability to withstand pollutants, like the stuff, the crapola that's in chemtrails. All right, vitamin C, taking in high doses of vitamin C is another great strategy. One of the most important things you could do to help support your body's detoxifying system is eating less sugar. Sugar, refined sugar, sucrose, which we'll continue talking about tomorrow. I meant to talk about it today, but I got into a little distracted. But we'll continue talking about sugars tomorrow. Fructose, sucrose, these simple sugars suppress the immune system. So if we're concerned about air pollution and chemtrails and water pollutants, and we're not lowering our sugar, we're kind of talking out of both sides of our mouth. So reducing your refined carbohydrate intake, increasing your amount of nutritional supplementation like vitamin C, making sure you're getting enough protein in the building blocks of your body's detoxifying system, improving liver function. These are all wonderful strategies that we have control over, where we can employ these things into our lives that can help us withstand some of the things that we don't have control over, such as chemtrails and water. And by the way, what the heck is the government doing spraying that stuff in the air anyway? That's another story, and I've already got two self-righteous and angry today. I don't want to get any angrier. Anyway, increasing your body's ability to detoxify substances and reducing the immune suppressant load that's coming in from refined carbohydrates and sugars are two great things that you can do. As far as your question around early Alzheimer's disease, there's a lot of things you could do for the brain. A lot. I'm not going to beat up on sugar again, because that's something else that you want to avoid, because these refined sugars can cause a problem that we were talking about yesterday called glycation, which is sugar exploding against proteins and against protein tissue in the body. And so that can affect some of the vasculature in the brain. And so staying off of sugars is going to be very important. But there's supplements that you can take that are wonderful for the brain. One is essential fatty acids. In fact, if I was suffering or knew somebody who's suffering from early Alzheimer's, I would be guzzling, drinking generous amounts of essential fatty acids, putting them on salads, breaking open the capsules, putting it in smoothies, just a lot of essential fatty acids. Wonderful for brain health. Remember, your brain is mostly made up of fat. For years, people have said fish is brain food, and that's because of the omega-3, partially at least because of the omega-3 fats that are found in fish. So eating lots of essential fatty acids, especially the omega-3, which you get from fish and from flaxseed oil, are very important for brain health. Vitamin E is so important for brain health that it's actually used, derivatives of vitamin E are actually used as medicine to treat Alzheimer's disease. So taking vitamin E as a supplement is important, and also whenever you're using essential fatty acids in generous amounts, which we recommend on this program, you always want to make sure you're taking vitamin E. Vitamin E is a little tricky because there's so many different forms of vitamin E. The best form of vitamin E is something called mixed, M-I-X-E-D, mixed tocopherols. You can just call it mixed vitamin E. And by mixed, it means that you're getting all the different forms of vitamin E. Look for 400 international units of vitamin E if you're trying to treat Alzheimer's. And then last, but most certainly not least, is the B complex. The entire B complex is very important for brain health, especially vitamins B1 and B3. B3 is niacin. And Dr. Abram Hoffer, who is considered the great guru of orthomolecular nutrition, orthomolecular meaning good nutritional supplementation, I guess is a simple way of putting it. And Dr. Abram Hoffer, who was a medical doctor back in the 1950s, wrote a lot about using nutritional supplements for brain health, specifically for using niacin, vitamin B3, to treat schizophrenia. And he found that high doses of niacin had a wonderfully beneficial effect on the brain. So using niacin, vitamin B3, using thiamine, vitamin B1, using the entire B complex. And remember, as we were saying earlier, the B complex is passed through the body. It's not stored. So taking high amounts is very important, and taking it throughout the day, especially for the brain. That's all we got time for today. Thanks so much for calling Carolyn from Texas, and to all our other callers, and for Doug Winfrey and all the folks at Longevity and Genesis. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, folks. Remember, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye for now.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.